What were they preaching? They were preaching what he did, his resurrection. The Spirit gave them life as they preached the word of God about Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and what took place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They preach, they lay hands on the sick. If this wasn't true, why did the sick get healed? Why did the lost get saved? Why did it happen on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Ghost came and the people got filled? They talked with tongues. They glorified God. They praised God. And then they went out and preached and 3,000 souls got saved and they went further and things started happening. And then the Bible says in Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. My words are spirit and they are life. My words are. He said, it is the spirit that quickens and the flesh profit nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are life. That means that Christ, notice Philip went down to the city of Samaria and did what? Preach Christ. What did he, who is Christ? Christ is the anointed one. Christ is life. Christ is the life of God. He is the anointed one. What you mean? He's the one that destroys yokes. He's the one that removed burden. Listen to the scripture. They preached Christ unto them, the Samaritans. Now notice, now he went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing, seeing the miracle which he did. How did he do the miracle? They heard him preach, then they saw. Now watch it. Philip preached in the city of Samaria. He preached Christ. And the people with one accord, first thing they did, they gave heed. And after they gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, then they heard. When they was able to hear, they saw. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. How did he do that? By the words he spoke. If there was no life in the word Philip was speaking, there would not have been any miracles to happen. The words I speak unto you, they are life. They quicken dead men, spirits, and make them alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then once your spirit is quickened and made alive in Christ, that life-giving word supplies everything you need in life. As you feed on that word, it grows you up. Remember what it says in Ephesians 4? That we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Remember that? That we are to grow up in love. That's what that word, that's what you do when you feed on the word. You grow in the Lord. Not only do you grow, this life-giving word give food to your body. This life-giving word give peace to your mind. This life-giving word gives money to put in your pocket.
Yes, Lord.
This life-giving word created what you see and don't see.
Amen.
This earth came out of God.
Yes.
Jesus came as a result of the word spoken. The prophet said he would come. The prophet said one would come. So he came and brought life to the dead. And that means this life has been given to the saints.
Amen.
And that's why we are to take this life-giving word and not do like these other disciples. When they heard it, they said, this is some hard teaching. This is difficult. And they took off. And they remained dead. But I found it to be joy. Unspeakable. I found this word to be peace. That passes all understanding. I found this word to be the joy, the peace, and the strength that I need. Hallelujah. I found this word to be the sustainer in life that I need. Did not he say in Hebrews chapter 1 that he upholds all things by the word of his power?
Yes.
Huh? Amen. So this word is Jesus. And Jesus is the bread of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That calls you and me when death and destruction from the world of darkness try to overcome, we can declare and say, great is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We can further say, I can do what? Through Christ who strengthened me. How did he strengthen us? Through his life-giving word. Notice again, he said, the word, the spirit is the one that quickens you. The flesh profits nothing. Amen. The flesh profits nothing. And that means we are partakers of this life-giving word of God. Hallelujah. Because he has given us life through his resurrected life. We have been joined with him through the new birth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And become a part of the family of God, where there's life without limit.
Amen.
Life that we live throughout eternity. Life where we'll never die again. Life where we always win. Life that calls us to be strong. Life that will always cause us to come out on top. Even though we are challenged, even though opposition come, even though things show up, but because of the life of God that is on the inside of us, and we continue to feed on the word. See, you read the written word, but the written word is the one telling us about the living word. When you read the written word, the living word comes alive because of your faith. And you believe that this is true. And don't walk away like those other Jews did and say it was a hard saying. When he said, by his stripe, you will heal. Yeah. Then you can tell people, when even tell your body when symptoms in it, I'm healed. You can't say that you lying. No, no. I'm telling the truth because God said it.
Yeah.
And I use my faith to receive what already is done. So life is in the word.
Amen.
And Jesus said, these words I speak unto you. So Philip went where? Down to the city of Samaria. And he preached it and proved it.
Amen.
Come on now. I said he preached it and proved it. If there was no life in the word, the people wouldn't have got saved. If there was no life in the word, they wouldn't have got healed.
Yeah.
If there were no healing in what he preach, there would not have been no miracles. Come on now. They, matter of fact, they got healed, they got saved, and they sent Peter and John to get them filled. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.